Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. Genesis 28:16. Have you ever heard someone say, "The Lord told me," and it turned out the opposite? It's easy to become doubting and cynical in these circumstances, but take care. God speaks through people, and your fear of someone getting it wrong can rob you of vital input, in some cases, the very input you need. One night, God appeared to Jacob in a dream, saying, "I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you." Then Jacob awoke and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." And he was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." In order to hear from God, you must, 1, desire it above all else. 2, eliminate mental clutter, slow down, and take time to understand what he is saying to you. And 3, believe that God will actually speak to you. If you don't believe, you'll be left to the mercy of your own best thinking, or be influenced by others who think just like you. 7 times in Revelation chapters 2 and 3, God said, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says." The question is this: how can you know what you're hearing is actually from God? Because it will always agree with his word, and your spirit will say amen.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.